needed. Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 38 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 22 minutes past the hour of 11, and a couple of special guests with me this morning. Real pleasure, Lynette Bruce. With Lynette, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's nice to see you.
You too, Aaron.
Always a pleasure to get to visit with you, and Kevin Carlisle with me as well from Batten Sanitation and Town and Country Sanitation.
Correct.
So, Kevin, how are you?
Great.
Nice to see you both. Pull that mic up just a little bit closer, Kevin. So, this is kind of an exciting day, isn't it?
Very.
Lynette comes in jumping. She had her pom-poms, and she was doing cheers when she walked in the door. And Kevin is thinking, oh, my goodness. No. So I'm just going to throw the question out there. You're both here, obviously, to make an announcement, and I think people may have heard stuff going on, but tell me what's going on, Kevin or Lynette.
Go ahead.
Kevin?
Well, as of yesterday afternoon, Town and Country Sanitation has purchased Batten Sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of come about over the last few months. I approached Lynette, and I asked her if she'd be, when she was ready to sell her and Mary Jane, that we'd be interested. And a couple days later, I got a phone call.
It didn't take long, huh?
No, I think retirement sounded like flashed in her eyes.
Yes.
So Lynette, tell me a little bit about that. So, obviously, you've known Kevin for a long time.
Yes.
And in the last several months, you guys have had the opportunity to work together.
Yes, we worked.
Most people know the whole reason. But here you go. This opportunity, Kevin says, I might be interested. And you say, what was your thought process?
I'm thinking I'm getting to the age where retirement is would be wonderful. And my kids have their own careers. And my mother, she still closes the books.
She's amazing, isn't she?
She's 84 years old, and this is all her. She's the one that did this and got it started, and it was time for both of us.
How long has Batten Sanitation been in service?
42 and a half years.
42 years.
Yeah.
Approaching 43 years.
Yes.
Right here in the Red Oak community. And started by Mary Jane.
Yes.
Back then.
Yes.
So was it a hard decision?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. It wasn't.
She didn't even hesitate.
I didn't hesitate. And Mom and I, we both knew that it was time.
Yeah.
It was just time.
So, Kevin, when did Town and Country start?
1994.
Okay. And then you've been at it, been growing the business all those years?
Yes.
Did you anticipate this? Were you looking to expand and grow, or is this something that just like, you know, this could work?
I was not expecting it. I knew over the years that we've worked together, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of worked together.
Yeah.
And and like she said, the retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife informed me I was not at the retirement age.
I'm getting instructions here from Melanie. That surprises you both, I'm sure, right?
Well, third in command.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So
she wants to take a picture.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
we'll do that in a minute.
I started out with like 250 accounts that I bought from a friend of the family.
Yeah.
And a few years later, purchased another local company in Griswold. And at that time, we were coming down and doing the Kmart building and a few other things. And then just gradually kind of started coming into Red Oak and have grown over the years. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, competition's good.
Yeah.
As long as it's fair.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, for being in competition, Kevin and I being in competition, we never really had, we've never had any trouble.
Yeah.
As far as feeling that way, I
right.
think.
Yeah. I think all of us, you know, on a local level, you know, whether it's, you know, Brandon and myself up in Griswold and North,
mm-hmm.
And you've got the other two that are down here as well, and I just think it's a good fit.
Yeah.
I think it's a good fit for us and the community, I hope.
Yes.
It seems like it is a good fit because you've both been in business, you know the business, you both know the community.
Yes.
You know the employees, you know the way, you know, all of the environment that you're going into. I mean, it seems to me like a perfect fit. and a great solution for both of you, it seems like.
Yes, and we're getting good response from people that when we tell them this, that, you know, they're just pleased that it's staying small town community, you know.
And that's what it is, right? I mean, you're going to maintain, you're going to maintain the office, the building, the employees, all of that.
Yes.
That's not going to change.
We're even, I'm even going to stay for a while.
Oh, well, there you go.
A long while.
So this is good. I mean, you got the office. You're going to have the employees. So will there be changes? Will people notice going forward here? It seems to me like there'd be some sort of maybe a name change or maybe an adjustment of a pickup time or, you know, some little tweaks like that as you get into this.
Yeah, definitely a name change.
Yeah.
Faces will still be the same on both sides. We will start to intermingle, you know, over the next couple months. We'll start intermingling the routes.
Yeah.
Going to kind of let the guys that have been there a while make that decision of what they want to do. Like I said, we'll probably, you know, adjust the hours of operation. It'll still be, it'll be more modernized without saying anything too bad.
But,
do what you want to do, right, Lynette?
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
Well, you know, we'll be updating the billing system, the payment options.
Right.
The hours of operation, you'll still maintain that 9 to 4 or 8 to 5, whatever, you know, whatever we kind of come up with there.
Yeah.
But actual office hours, walk-in office hours, they'll probably be changed a little bit, you know.
You're going to tweak it to make it make sense now overall for both offices, correct? Both Griswold and Red Oak.
Right.
Still maintaining the office here. All the same services will be offered? What's that look like? Residential, commercial,
roll-offs.
Tell me about the roll-offs. Is this something new or what?
No. I mean, it's a newer style truck. I mean, I've got the smaller roll-offs that I pull with a trailer with my pickup. So I'm kind of familiar with them, but it is going to be a learning curve there.
Yeah. So is this takes place now, or is this in a month from now, or when
now.
Is this? Immediately.
Yes. It's as of today.
As of today. This is in effect today.
Yes.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
So people, so they might expect, and again, we are visiting with Lynette Bruce and Kevin Carlisle. Did I say Batten Sanitation?
Yes.
Yeah, Batten Sanitation.
And Town and Country. We still are.
Town and Country Sanitation. So an official, as of yesterday afternoon, officially Kevin is now the new owner. So with that, all the same service. You're going to have residential, commercial, roll-off, everything that you've offered before. No change there.
No.
Right. You're going to have the same employees.
Yes.
The same office space.
Yes.
A locally owned person right here that knows what's going on.
Yes.
And there might be a little bit of a tweak. Maybe if I'm picked up on Wednesday morning, it might eventually adjust to Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon.
Correct.
You're going to have some little adjustments like that. But otherwise it's going to be the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Taken care of. You can reach out if you say you get missed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll be able to reach out and talk to somebody. And
bad weather, if there's snow, if there's a delay for some reason or whatever, all of those same things that people are accustomed to.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
Was that nerve wracking? So I asked Lynette her position. She jumped on it right away, Kevin. So from your perspective, was it like, do we want to take this on or not? Tell me about your decision making process there.
Very much a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it's the, you know, it's the right decision.
Yeah.
It's a big decision. It wasn't taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, a few months ago, I was discussing retirement. Not full retirement. But, you know, stepping back a little bit. And now I think this will give me to official retirement age. I think, you know, she's got a great group of guys. I got a great group of guys.
Yeah.
We're going to add another office personnel to make sure that those phone calls are taken care of at all times.
So we can retire.
Good.
So, So Lynette and Mary Jane and Lynette's Amy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
A lot of Amy's involved here.
Yeah.
But, you know, let them kind of slowly get out of it and enjoy their retirement.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned that people have received it well. What has been when you've told people, some of your customers, what's been the response, Lynette?
They're elated. They're happy. That we're keeping it small town.
Yeah.
That we're not. It's not the big corporation.
Yeah. I love that.
Yes. They really are. The response has been just amazing.
Yeah.
It has.
Now, Kevin, will this impact your Griswold operation at all? Will there be any changes? Route times, that all is will not change a bit.
No.
Or will you offer more services potentially as a result of this, maybe, or not?
I don't know what they would be if they were. Okay. But, the interruption to anything else, if anything, it should be better. Everything should flow better, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think it's, we'll keep, Red Oak will kind of be now run on its own.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll maintain the office, the staff, yes, and all of that, and that'll be ran out of that office.
And okay. And the trucks, certain trucks will be left down here.
Mm-hmm.
That will allow two more days a week that we were coming down here with our truck to allow to run the rest of the rural areas.
Yeah.
And, the other communities that we service. And then Red Oak will be serviced every day of the week or however it plays out to where... you're not working the guys too hard every day,
mm-hmm,
and spread it out over 4 or 5 day work week.
Cool. Again, congratulations. I know it's exciting. So what's the first thing you have planned, Lynette? Where are you taking a trip? You going to sit back and relax or go sit in your lawn chair and just enjoy
it? We like to ride motorcycles, but that's kind of wearing the season's kind of disappearing on us.
Uh-huh,
so I don't know, but I don't really know. Don't really. I want to say one more thing, how grateful I am for my mother.
Yep.
She started all this, and she has worked so hard at it. And
yep.
She deserves the utmost recognition for all of it.
Yeah. 84, and she still does the books.
You bet.
That's what I want to be. I want to be able to do. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's going to be a big change for her.
But, also, Lynette, it takes someone to continue to carry that on.
Yeah.
So thank you to you for doing that.
Thank you.
Because it takes a lot of hard work, sometimes a lot of grief. There's a lot that goes along with that. But hats off to you for doing that for all those years.
Thank you. I had a truck breakdown yesterday morning, first thing, 4 till 7. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
Is
it better the last day than the first day?
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow morning, if it breaks down, you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it is super exciting. Anything else? Anyone else that you'd want to thank, Lynette? You'll still be around.
Yes. Yes. Me and Amy will both still be in the office for probably till the first of the year.
Okay.
So we'll be, we'll make sure everything runs.
Yeah, or a little longer, Kevin?
Yeah.
A little longer.
I'm not going to get a riding season next year the way you're talking.
No. Kevin, anything else that you want people to take away? Start looking for maybe a little change on a bill, but the service is going to be the same. You're still going to have your service, locally owned company, right here, Red Oak office, Griswold office now. It sounds great. So anything else you want to say?
No, just thanks to Mary Jane and Lynette for allowing me this opportunity, and look forward to servicing their customers. And
congratulations, Kevin.
Maybe.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And Amy.
Yeah.
And, maybe we can pick up some new and,
Yep.
Change is tough.
That it is.
But bear with us. I always say, if there's ever any problems.
Yep.
I can't fix them if I don't know about them.
That's right.
Phone call away.
Well, there's always going to be a hiccup here or there. That's just the way the world works.
Yeah.
And you just work through it.
We're not perfect.
So no one's perfect. No one is. But it is an opportunity to grow your business and to sell to someone that you have faith in, that they know the business, they know the community. I can't see it being any better of a fit. It seems like an ideal situation. So
it is.
Yep.
Congratulations to you both. Kevin, anything else?
I don't think so.
Lynette, final word.
Just congratulations to Kevin and Amy.
Very good. Thank you much for coming by.
Thank you.
You can take the rest of the day off, Lynette.
Hey, he offered to take me to lunch.
Oh, even better. There you go. Sounds great. Well, it is nice to see you both. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Aaron.
Again, Lynette Bruce with us, and from Batten Sanitation Service, right?
Mm-hmm.
and Kevin Carlisle from Town and Country, and big announcement today. So look forward to that. More information. We'll be talking more about that as we go forward. So
okay.
Make it a good one. Nice to see you both, and hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine today.
Thank you.
Make it a great day.
Get ready.